The second Sunday of Advent. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. In due course, John the Baptist appeared. He preached in the wilderness of Judea, and this was his message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. This was the man the prophet Isaiah spoke of when he said, A voice cries in the wilderness, Prepare a way for the Lord, make his path straight. This man, John, wore a garment made of camel hair with a leather belt round his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole Jordan district made their way to him. And as they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, they confessed their sins. But when he saw a number of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, Brood of vipers, who warned you to fly from the retribution that is coming? But if you are repentant, produce the appropriate fruit, and do not presume to tell yourselves, We have Abraham for our father. Because I tell you, God can raise children for Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe is laid to the roots of the trees, so that any tree which fails to produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown on the fire. I baptize you in water for repentance. But the one who follows me is more powerful than I am, and I am not fit to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But the chaff he will burn in a fire that will never go out.
This Gospel refers to the announcement by John the Baptist of the coming of the Messiah. It is one of only three Gospels in this three-year cycle of Sunday Gospels which was not directly witnessed by Maria Valtorta. Nonetheless, there are some passages from Maria's writings which refer indirectly to this Gospel passage. During the ceremony of his coming of age, the 12-year-old Jesus has attracted the attention of some learned doctors in Jerusalem and is brought forward for examination. They make Jesus sit on a high stool between Gamaliel and Hillel, and they give him some rolls to read and explain. It is a proper examination. The people throng and listen. Jesus reads in his clear voice, Be consoled, my people. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and call to her that her time of service has ended. A voice cries in the wilderness, Prepare a way for the Lord. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Shammai, one of the examiners, says, See that, Nazarene? It refers here to an ended slavery, but never before have we been slaves as we are now. And there's the mention of a precursor. Where is he? You're talking nonsense. Jesus replies, I tell you that the admonition of the precursor should be addressed to you more than anyone else, to you and those like you. Otherwise you will not see the glory of the Lord, neither will you understand the word of God, because meanness, pride, and falsehood will prevent you from seeing and hearing. Shammai retorts, How dare you speak to a master like that? And Jesus says, I speak thus, and thus I shall speak even to my death, because above me there are the interests of the Lord and the love of truth, of which I am the Son. Some 18 years later, and very soon after his baptism in the desert, A relatively unknown Jesus is speaking to a little group of people in a porch of the same temple. He says, "Who gives you bread and life? Who protects you in your worldly needs? And who has arranged all events to procure eternal peace for you in his bosom? This is the new law, the law of God's springtime, of the flowery time of grace among men, and of the time that will bear you a matchless fruit that will open the gates of heaven for you. The voice that spoke in the desert is no longer heard, but it is not mute. It still speaks to God on behalf of Israel, and still speaks to every Israelite with an honest heart. It teaches you to do penance, to prepare the ways to the Lord who is coming, to be charitable, giving what is surplus to those who lack even what is necessary, and to be honest without extortion and annoyance. And after these teachings, the voice says, 'The Lamb of God, he who takes away the sins of the world, he who will baptize with the fire of the Holy Spirit, this Lamb is amongst you. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat.' Endeavor to recognize him whom the precursor indicates to you. His suffering is imploring God to give you light. See, may your spiritual eyes be opened and you will recognize the light that is coming. I pick up the voice of the prophet announcing the Messiah, and with the power I receive from the Father, I amplify it, I add my authority to it, and I call you to the truth of the law. Prepare your hearts for the grace of the oncoming redemption. The Redeemer is amongst you. Blessed are those who will be worthy of being redeemed because they are men of good will. Peace be with you." Someone asks, "Are you a disciple of the Baptist, since you speak of him with such veneration?" And Jesus replies, "I was baptized by him on the banks of the Jordan before he was imprisoned. I venerate him because he is holy in the eyes of God. I solemnly tell you that among the children of Abraham, there is no one greater in grace than he is. From his birth to his death, the eyes of God will rest upon that blessed man." Jesus says to Maria Vultorta, 20 centuries have passed since a voice said what Isaiah had already said, "Prepare the ways of the Lord." Here I am. I am coming to feed my lambs once more and to sustain the sheep that suckle. Gather round the cross. It is the banner of victory over all man's enemies, all the enemies. The external ones, constituted by wars, pestilences, and famine, and the internal ones, which are doubly and incalculably destructive, constituted by a worldly spirit, by rationalism, by the threefold idolatry, and by the intrigues of Satan. There is no need for ponderous works of science to come to believe. The most beautiful book is the universe, which I have created from nothing and without man's help. Be able to read the name of God therein. By looking at the immensity of the firmament, begin to grasp my immensity. And by looking at the movement of the stars, begin to grasp my power. Atoms of dust, on the little speck rotating in space, which you call Earth. It is a particle of dust carried along by God's breath and passing swiftly alongside other particles like itself. Don't you feel your pride breaking to pieces if you contemplate the firmament beyond which I am? Fleeting beings lasting just an instant of eternity. Don't you begin to comprehend my eternity? whose duration is a bottomless abyss, into which sink the millennia, the pulsations of my energy? Come, I will take you, if you give me yourselves.